He wouldn't make the claim, but when it comes to comic book writers, Mark Waid is one of the greats.
I pretty much hit all of the pop culture bases.
Batman, Spider-Man, even The Incredibles have had their adventures dreamt up by Waid.
January 26, 1979 was the most important day of my life because that's the day that I saw Superman the movie.
Waid was 15 years old.
And I came out of it knowing that no matter what the rest of my life was going to be like, it had to involve Superman somehow.
He made the DC Comics miniseries Kingdom Come into one of the definitive Superman stories, the ultimate what-if tale.
What happens when Superman retires and the next generation of heroes come along and make a mess of things and Superman has to come back and set the world straight?
Mark, isn't that what you're doing right now?
You know, that is kind of what I'm doing right now.
Waid has begun remaking comics for iPads and similar gizmos. Stories that use simpler pictures and bigger text that read well on any size screen. He's found new storytelling tricks, like captions that shift over a static piece of art.
That doesn't change the image, but it completely changes the context of what the story is.
Take the comic Waid wrote for Marvel's new Infinite Comics line. A hero hurtles through space, a red-orange blur behind him. When the reader swipes the screen, the page doesn't turn. Instead, the image shifts focus. The blur becomes the fiery cosmic phoenix, the X-Men's most deadly foe.
I got news for you. I've been doing this for 25 years, and this is the hardest writing I've ever had to do.
Others have tried to adapt comics from print to digital, but it hasn't been easy. One attempt was a hybrid cartoon comic called Motion Comics. Those failed to really take off.
What makes comics comics is that you are in control of the pace at which you absorb the story. It's a relationship between you and the page.
So far, the biggest hits have been apps from a company called Comixology. These put issues of paper comics right onto phones and tablets. They're good, but not perfect. Waid says it's like what happened when movies went to VHS and were hacked to fit TV screens.
That seemed unacceptable to me. That seemed to me like the smart money is to go the reverse and create things specifically for a digital medium.
Waid is betting the Kent family farm on it, selling off his personal collection, 40 years worth of comics, to fund his new venture, ThrillBent.com. Building an audience by giving away the work for free. If he can find a way to make ThrillBent pay, Waid will take that cash and then make print collections of the stories for stores.
And hope that, you know, enough store owners haven't hung me an effigy in the meantime where there's not a market for that stuff.
Hanging an effigy wasn't really part of my plan.
That's Robert Hennessy.
But now that you mention it. Yeah.
He's co-owner of the Santa Monica comic book store Heidi Ho Comics. Hennessy dreads the end of print comics, when stores like his are no longer the center of the comic book universe.
Okay, here's my fear, is that what happens is that we get comics out there digitally, and that they become either free or so nearly free that it starts to cannibalize the audience for print comics.
But some see that change as inevitable. Glenn Weldon is a critic whose book on the history of Superman is due next year, and he's a contributor to NPR's Monkey See blog.
The weekly superhero comic is not long for this world. The other thing to keep in mind is that it's really surprising how easy it is to get comics nowadays digitally.
But that doesn't mean they're selling. In June, Comixology revealed they had pulled in $19 million in sales in 2011. For perspective, that's less than what print comics make in a month. Which leaves Waid with a never-ending battle. To make the digital world safe for creators, fans, and the comic book way. For Turnstile, I'm Noah Nelson.